The name Dachau still generates a sense of horror 70 years ago after that German concentration camp was liberated by American troops. Those who first encountered each other on this day in 1945, survivors of the camp and U.S. Army veterans, are gathering at the site on the outskirts of Munich for a commemoration ceremony this weekend. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson met with two survivors who reflected on their experiences at the Nazis' first concentration camp.
Wolf Kransky looks grim as he enters the sprawling Dachau memorial site, oblivious to the rain soaking his cap. The 85-year-old sums up how it feels to be back here in one word.
Dread. The place hasn't changed.
He is a retired scientist from Germantown, Maryland. But 7 decades ago, Kransky was one of thousands of Jewish prisoners herded by the SS to Dachau's large open square called Appellplatz during the camp's final week of operation.
We were in a crowd. We were a lot of people. At the same time, we were very alone, very isolated from anybody.
Not that he felt much like talking to anyone, as Kransky was deathly ill with meningitis at the time. He says he got sick after receiving a rifle butt to the head at one of Dachau's satellite camps.
It was not safe for me to be in infirmary very long, because in our camp, it was a work camp. If you're in infirmary more than 5 days, they took you out to put you in another camp where you just left to die.
His uncle, Oskar Jason, who was a hated capo assigned by the SS to keep other prisoners in line, took care of him, even though compassion was something no prisoner could afford.
He saved us all. And he lost his own family.
Kransky also tried showing kindness at their Dachau subcamp when he was 14. He invited a group of freezing prisoners to warm up next to the fire he was assigned to stoke. But afraid he would get caught, he soon asked the men to leave. They refused, so he pushed them.
And it was like pushing a bunch of reeds out the door. They had no strength. And I was surprised that I could do that. 5 men, grown men. That incident actually told me an awful lot about who we were over there.
It was important not to draw attention to yourself, says fellow prisoner and Holocaust survivor Max Mannheimer. Dachau was the last of a series of concentration camps he and his younger and only surviving brother, Edgar, were sent to. Most of their family was killed at Auschwitz. The 95-year-old author and artist recalls scores of people dying on the 9-day trip to Dachau that summer in 1944. He describes how many were crushed to death in the freight train. Yet Mannheimer says his brother was optimistic when they finally arrived at Dachau. He says, Edgar kept telling me, the Americans are so near, the Soviets are so near. I prayed for deliverance under my blanket in the barracks. That deliverance didn't come for 9 months, during which Mannheimer reached his physical and mental limits. Before he was stricken with typhus, one of his last assignments at the camp was to haul away the corpses of fellow prisoners. But unlike most camp survivors who left Germany as quickly as possible, Mannheimer married a German resistance fighter and settled near Dachau. Mannheimer explains, she was a hero and I fell in love with her. She convinced me that after all that happened here, Germany would become a democracy. Mannheimer says for the past 30 years, he's tried to strengthen that democracy by speaking to German school children about the Holocaust. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Dachau.